Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the odd time, Mammy might get to go out for the evening, which can spark an all too common conversation. Who's minding the children? Their father is on babysitting duty. Ah, isn't he great? So why do we use the term babysitting about something fathers should be doing as a matter of course? The journalist Niamh O'Reilly has been pondering this in today's Independent. Good afternoon, Niamh.
Hi, how are you, Sean?
Have you experienced this personally, the is who's babysitting question?
Yeah, I think, you know, writing and researching and writing this piece, I spoke with a lot of mums. Now, not all mums wanted to go on the record because some of these attitudes, you know, they were experiencing were from like close family members. But this is kind of, I suppose, anecdotally, I can say this is something I think that persists quite a lot. And even in my own experience, like when my baby was about, I don't know, 13 weeks old, very young still, I was invited off like to a hen party. I didn't really feel like going, but I went anyway. And while I was there, like the women just kept asking me, you know, so who's babysitting the baby? You know, how is your husband going to manage? And isn't he great? Oh, my God, he's brilliant. He's going to do it all by himself. And I just sort of sat there agog going, what is happening here? He's not a saint. Yes, it's great that he is, you know, I'm going off to a hen party and yes, he's going to mind his own child, but he doesn't deserve like an Oscar for it. He's not doing anything out of the ordinary. He's just being a good equal parent.
Yeah.
And I think like, I don't think when people say these things, it comes from a place of bad. I think we want to sort of praise dads and support them and, you know, tell them, oh, you're great. So they'll keep doing these things. But I don't think we necessarily have to do that anymore because society has changed. I mean, even in my own lifetime, like when I was being born, my own dad wasn't even allowed in the room. You know, it wasn't the done thing. Men weren't included in, you know, antenatal visits and courses and scans. Whereas now they're active partners through the whole thing, really. And they're absolutely in the room, generally speaking, when, you know, a mom is giving birth. So things have changed, but I think attitudes are slow. Yeah. To maybe catch up with how we've changed.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Niamh, and this will shock you. So brace yourself.
Okay.
It's never happened to me in my life and I've been out on a night out and anyone's ever asked me, who's looking after the children?
Yeah, but see, the men don't get asked that question.
No, of course
you know?
Not.
It's like when you read something about a celebrity who's become, you know, a dad maybe for the first time and the phrase, oh, he's a real hands-on dad,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
And they never would never say that about a mum. She's a real hands-on mum, you know, and it just goes back to these kind of, I suppose, norms that in the past the bulk of, I suppose, child rearing was pushed onto women. That was kind of their role. But I think we're definitely moving away from that. But I just think our own attitudes are maybe slow to catch up with that. And I have to hold my hands up and say, I have had these things pop into my head. Like before I became a parent myself, I would have seen a dad out pushing a pram or, you know, taking a very small baby out in a baby carrier, you know, one of those carriers on their chest. And I would sort of think, oh, isn't he great? And then I think, what? Yeah, okay, yeah, he is great. But what about the five or six other mums I saw, you know, also pushing prams and, you know, holding toddlers' hands and stuff? I didn't think they were great.
Yeah.
So I'm guilty of this too. And I think as I said, I don't think it's coming from a place of bad. I think it's just an old hang up that maybe we're slow to kind of get rid of. But I don't think it does dads any favors either. I like, you're a dad. Yeah. Do you want to be given an Oscar for pushing your child in a pram?
No. I don't want to be reported to Tuzla. That's my basic minimum.
Don't we all? Yeah.
The thing is, though, that like, I mean, my sense is that most men, you know, who are fathers of children want to do 50% of the work at least and that kind of thing. And so this is kind of being perpetuated a bit by women.
I think that's really interesting. And just anecdotally in the people that I spoke to, and I suppose people in my circle, it would be women, maybe slightly older generation of women who might say these things. And again, I don't think they're not doing it to be mean or bad.
Yes,
I think they're doing it in a praiseful way to sort of say, isn't it great? Because perhaps in their generation, the society was different and dads didn't push prams or they didn't change nappies. And perhaps them seeing that, they think it's great and they want to kind of praise it and have it continue. So, as I said, I don't think it's coming from a place of bad, but I think maybe it is an older sort of generational thing, because I don't think the women sort of in my circle would, you know, consciously say something like that. But I do think unconsciously things, it can sort of slip out and, you know, sort of say, isn't he great, you know, for minding, you know, the kids. And it's like, well, yeah, he is, but he's just been a parent, you know.
It's like his job. And because the thing that chimed with me in your piece as well is that, and again, it comes from, you know, care and affection, but it is from that slightly older generation that if the father is by himself in the house, suddenly the extended family are all, does he need any help? Like, will he burn the house down?
You know, it's like DEFCON 1, you know, get the meals ready, get the lasagnas, give it to him. And, you know, and yeah, there is definitely a bit of that. But I think men are well capable. You know, as I mentioned, that time I went away to that hen party, that, you know, the baby was 13 weeks old and I was probably panicking a little bit, but he did absolutely fine. You know, the baby was still there and happy when I came back, and I'm sure things were done in, you know, maybe they might have been done in a different way to the way I do them, but sure, what's wrong with that? You know, everything was fine. So men are well capable, and I think they want to be involved, they are involved. And I think if we want to kind of move towards a more 50-50 scenario in parenting, which I think we do, you know, we really do. Mums still, I think, tend to carry a lot of those invisible, mindful or mental load of the family. And I think it would be great if that was a little bit more equal. So I think in order to do that, let's stop, you know, sort of pointing at dads who are pushing a pram going, you're brilliant, you're like a lesser spotted unicorn, go you. Let's just have it be a normal part of society and a normal part of parenting. And I think that will help equality in the long run.
Yeah. Somebody's texting to say, my mom is the same in relation to my husband cleaning. If she ever sees him hoover, she says how great he is.
So that's, oh, God. Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's another one.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Niamh, thanks for speaking with us today. That piece is in The Independent. That's Niamh O'Reilly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.